our Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. Oh. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just flying here with no. That's what I'm just. You're fine. Thank you. Margaret, are you ready with your thing? Okay. All right, we'll bring our Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. And we will start out when she's ready with our Treasurer's presentation.
Okay, sorry guys.
Yeah, you're fine.
So everything looks like it's trending the way it's supposed to. Scott's looked over the numbers and prepared everything tonight. If you have any questions, then let me know and I will try to address those.
Just as any questions. Just so y'all know, I talked to our treasurer today. I asked him a question a little while back ago, it may have been a month or two ago, about kind of seeing these, he does a good job. There's a county general, revenue chart here, but I kind of asked him more. There's a lot of things that go into county general, so I asked him more specifically about looking at some ad valorem taxes, which are basically the property and the personal property taxes that we collect throughout the year, which is really a good chunk of our county general revenue, just so we can kind of keep an eye on that growth, year over year, and I'd say more year over year than a monthly basis, but to kind of know what we can expect as far as growth in that account in the years to come as we keep an eye on kind of the spending that we do out of our county general account. We don't ever want to get ahead of our skis there. So anyways, we're working on that, so you may see that next month, hopefully, in our treasurer's report, just a new little sheet of paper or two in this packet. But all right, any questions for the treasurer's office? Thank you so much. All right, we'll rock on to new business here. We have, do we have a motion for 2607?
I'd like to make a motion that we talk about proposed ordinance 2607.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Justice, I'll give you a second to look over this. A lot of it's kind of money coming in and then being reappropriated to wherever the reason it came in from. Any questions? All right, seeing none, all in favor of passing 2607, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have a motion for 2608?
I'd like to make a motion that we put proposed ordinance 26 on the table to discuss.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Justices, I'll give you a minute here to review this. I think I do have a question. Let me make sure I'm queued in on the right one here. Angie, it's probably an Angie question. ARRPORT fund. Bless you. Section 4. What is I don't even know whose department that's in. Is that one of y'all's?
That's our, it was settlement funding for the Arkansas Opioid Settlement Fund.
Okay.
We had a specialized fund and department for just the expenses that were granted to us by that.
Okay.
And it was a two-year time frame, but their fiscal year ran different than our fiscal year. So that actually closed out the end of August last year, and we just received final word of what we needed to do to close out that with the settlement fund. And so,
section kind of like a grant?
Sort of. They process paperwork and reports and everything very similar to a grant, but okay. They have their own rules and structure of how we have to.
Is it from the AG's office?
No, it's
not.
Do you know what?
It was.
Let me look at my paperwork.
It was the drug director's office. It was from the big opioid facility.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That might have been.
Okay.
So the section four is for the costs that the county incurred. The fund is actually in the negative, which grant funds can go in the negative as long as the funding can come in, or that County General can support the offset. And
okay.
So that's why we're asking for that transfer from County General to the actual settlement fund source, because over the last 2 years, COLAs were given to
okay.
those positions, but that was not part of the original award that we received. So that's for that section four. And then section five is we were awarded funding for software, computer software, and it ended up coming lower than what we originally were awarded for in year two. And so we have to refund that $2,900 and change back to the settlement fund. And so I have to have a transfer from County General for that amount and then appropriate it so I can pay the refund to the settlement fund.
Just a kind of technical question here. I see in mm-hmm. section five where you're transferring to that fund and then you're projecting it in the fund and then you're appropriating it in the fund. Is there a reason like why we don't have to do that same series of steps for section four where you transfer?
Because section four is just to make the fund zeroed out. So
okay.
because we were allowed to use the fund in the negative because it's sort of like a grant fund, we were given that award. But like I said, all of the expenses and everything were done at the end of August, which, of course, some things pay out in September. It was mostly in 2025, it was just for salaries and benefits for two employees. And like I said, their fiscal year runs different than ours. It was September to August. And so it makes it a little bit more confusing to talk about.
Yeah.
But we just received our email finally, kind of went back and forth with them about the expenses and what could be covered and not, and got it down to where we need to pay them a check back for $2,900 and change for that software cost.
So on section four with, then you said there's two employees in this?
Yes, it was two employees, and then there was some expense costs originally too.
So. What do they? What do the two employees do? Do you know?
They're no longer employed in that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That they're employed at our department, but
yeah.
another.
They're not under the grant fund.
No, they were transferred
what
out.
What did they do? Like, was it
there
something
was,
specific
so,
with drugs?
So
or?
One of them was, and she still we kept her on part time.
Okay,
but she was the peer specialist.
Okay,
so you
yeah.
had an overdose investigator, and they were paired with a specialist that would help families.
Okay.
Recover.
Two positions in the grant. We gave those two positions cost of living adjustment, I assume, at the same rate as we were giving them to
it
everyone else.
To all county employees.
And then the
yes.
grant chose, no, we didn't approve you for these COLAs, so we're going to, so it's on the county to pick up the COLA. Like, is that the storyline arc there?
A synopsis,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I think really the conversation is just to point out to justices, like, I think that's something we have to, like, look at when it comes to budget time is, and we're looking at COLAs, or how many grant positions do we have when we're giving out COLAs, and how's that going to impact those grants in the future and that kind of stuff.
And if
know?
I may add, it'll be dependent on every grant.
Oh, yeah.
Some allow
yeah, some will probably
it
be different
to
than
flow
others.
Within,
yeah.
and that's why I was saying we kind of went back and forth with the settlement fund, because year one, they allowed us to run the overages
yeah.
within the line item, their line items within each other. And then year two, they pushed back and said, no, that we couldn't do that. And I said, no, you let us do it in year one. So we kind of went back and forth. That's why I'm just now coming to y'all because
yeah, yeah.
I was, yeah. So it all is dependent on each grant because
yeah.
when we had like the COPS grants and stuff, that was allowed within that. We didn't have to come and, you know, which that wasn't 100% funding either. It was already a 75-25
yeah.
split. But so I just wanted to say that for just clarity because I don't know how other departments' grants run. I just
no,
know
yeah,
how ours.
I agree.
And each of them are different. So.
And I just want to call that out for my own self to just remind ourselves come before we get to do budget planning mm-hmm. to make that request to the department heads to pull out any grant stuff and at least we know about them for them to do the homework on them
spotlight.
And then for us to then make a decision.
Yes.
Going from there. So anyways, thank you, Ms. Woolley, for that explanation. Justices, sure. Yes.
Yeah, I do have a question. Again, this may be kind of just weird, but in Section 4, it says ARRP, ORT fund. In Section 5, it's saying ARORP. Is that just a misprint, or is there...
It should be the same wording as in Section 5.
Yeah,
so it
I
should
can correct that.
Okay, so okay, I didn't know if we needed to make a motion or whatever to correct it, but okay. Just wanted to make sure. And then I guess moving on, Section 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to read.
Yeah, it's because it's a due to expenses incurred. It says it's reduced. Can you kind of go over that?
So that, again, is a grant fund. We have that grant. That grant doesn't run out or end until, I believe, June 30th, 2027. We had invoice that came in dated December 31st of 2025. We had already submitted our budgets to you all and didn't know that that was going to be invoiced to us at the very end of the year. So, of course, it got paid out of 2025 budget, but we had already been approved for our 2026 budget. So this is decreasing our 2026 budget by that exact amount for that invoice. So that way we don't overspend and stay within our grant funding.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Other justices, anything? Good. Sam, good. Joya?
If we could just keep going down the ordinance here, Section 7 and 8, could you explain those transfers as well?
Yes. Just one moment. Let me grab. So we are a part of, it's called a STEP grant or a the technical title is Highway Safety Subgrant, and there's a project number. Their fiscal year also runs different than our own. So this is to transfer funding that we received in as reimbursements for overtime and their overtime and fringe benefits that coincided with that for the fiscal year 25. But like I said, that's not our fiscal year. That's the state's fiscal year, so it ran from October 1st of 2024 to September 30th of 2025. So we just need to transfer the funding from the special revenue fund that it was receipted into by the treasurer's office back to where the actual expenses for overtime and fringe were paid out of originally. We don't need to appropriate it. It's just to put the money back to where it was spent from. So, and then we will have that again because we're a part of that mini-step grant program again this year.
Is that something? Was that something new for last year?
No, we've been a part of the STEP grant off and on for a few years.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
But it's just a reimbursement grant of some. So we don't budget it out of there because we would have to separate and pay and create new positions for each of those people that work there, and then it just complicates it. So we do it by this process instead.
Okay. Good. Justice Yorgi, thank you. All right. Justices, any more questions on Ordinance 2608? All in favor of passing 2608 to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's see. I'm trying to get back to my agenda here. All right. That's it. Justices, any commentary? Any questions? All is well. All right. Thank you all so much for being here. And Budget and Finance is adjourned.